fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 30th day of March, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. No apologies. I'm proud to do that. If you'd like to be a volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. So, everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, it's simple, but it's going to take some research on your part and you're spending some money. Get yourself a greenhouse, seriously. Food is going to be a really big issue very soon. A greenhouse will help protect the food you're growing from animals and insects. It will help give you some privacy as to what you actually have. And, of course, you can, if you live in a little bit farther north, greatly extend the growing season for your fruits and vegetables. Okay. I'm going to deviate from what we normally do here on Tuesday morning. I've ran across an article published yesterday. It's published at LifeSite. That's LifeSiteNews.com. It's on my website. We have it at my website at TheLibertyMan.com under the COVID-19 section, and it's highlighted in yellow. Author is Mordecai Sohns, I think is how that's pronounced. And he's, I think Mordecai would be a gentleman, interviewing Dr. Michael Yaden. Now, I'm going to lay some groundwork here so you really understand who Dr. Michael Yaden is. He's a former vice president and chief science officer for Pfizer. Now, what does that mean? It means that the value of his skill sets is measured in hundreds of millions, possibly billions of dollars. Now, for most of you, the closest you've been to corporate America at this level would be watching a movie. I've been in the middle of that part of corporate America. So about 8 a.m., a limousine would show up at Dr. Eden's home Monday through Friday. The driver, who is also a bodyguard and possibly a second person, would be patiently waiting for Dr. Eden to exit his home, enter the limousine, and be driven to work. He walks in the door. Good morning, Dr. Eden. Can I get you a cup of coffee? Men and women at that level have perks that are very special because they are very special to the financial success of the corporation. Dr. Michael Eden, former vice president and chief science officer for Pfizer. Now here's his quote. Listen carefully. Please warn every person not to go near top-up vaccines. There is absolutely no need to them. If anyone wished to harm or kill a significant portion of the world's population over the next few years, the systems being put in place right now would enable it. It's my considered view that it is entirely possible that this will be used for massive scale depopulation. There's a photograph of Dr. Eden here. He's obviously not a Montana rancher or a carpenter or a plumber or a mechanic. He looks like a guy who's spent most of his life indoors doing research. Well, that's exactly who he is. Dr. Mike Eden. That's Y-E-A-D-O-N, Yankee, Echo, Alpha, Delta, Oscar, November. So here's the article. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president, chief science officer for Pfizer, spoke with great urgency to America's frontline doctors last week, warning that the drive to inject the largest possible portion of the population with experimental COVID-19 vaccines is madness, involves evil, includes crimes against humanity. These are quotes from Dr. Eden, and may have the intention of massive scale depopulation. Now here, these are direct quotes in quotations from Dr. Eden. Madness, evil, crimes against humanity, and massive scale depopulation. Yaden's comments are made in a broader context of a sharp debate over theories offered by Gert van den Bosch, a vaccine expert associated with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who, with the appearance of a whistleblower, also warned of a global catastrophe without equal due to the way these vaccines have been utilized. Now, the debate between these two men is not what will happen, but how it will happen, if I can summarize. The men are in total agreement that these vaccines are very, very dangerous. The disagreement comes over the science about what will be happening to achieve that goal of being very dangerous and depopulation. Going on with the article here. In short, Dr. Van den Bosch fears these experimental vaccines, which do not prevent infection or transmission of the virus, will foster the development of dangerous variants that will be far more lethal to the unvaccinated and the vaccinated alike, who, for different reasons, will not have sufficient immunity to protect them. In addition to the immediate halting of the current vaccination campaign, Van den Bosch's proposed solution is yet another worldwide vaccination of a different type. Now, that's a deviation from Dr. Eden. While Eden also fears terrible consequences due to these vaccination campaigns, he strongly disagrees with Van den Bosch's theory and with the proposed solution of more vaccination. So, Dr. Van Bosch is advocating more vaccinations. The two men disagree on that. What they agree on is stopping the vaccination program right now. That's what they're, both men are highly qualified in their areas of expertise. Now, I'm a radio talk show host. I'm a homicide detective. I have no scientific medical credentials whatsoever other than being married to my wife, Dr. Moore, for more than 30 years. So I have to rely on people who have credentials and credibility. And that's why I'm spending so much time this morning on this article where Dr. Yaden is being interviewed. I'm going to go on here. I'm skipping over a little bit. There's this group that Dr. Yaden spoke to last week, and that's important. The America's Frontline Doctors. America's Frontline Doctors. In a white paper on this topic, the American Frontline Doctors warn that such reactions, which can be fatal, are difficult to prove as they are often interpreted as infection with a worse virus or perhaps a more dangerous variant. Now, that's, of course, as opposed to the consequences of the vaccine. Going on to say, the article says, having maintained that there is no need for a vaccine for COVID-19, Yaden emphasizes below, please warn every person not to go near top-up vaccines. There is absolutely no need for them. Dr. Yaden says the following, I'm well aware of the global crimes against humanity being perpetrated against a large proportion of the world's population. I feel great fear, but I am not deterred from giving expert testimony to multiple groups, to able lawyers like Rocco Galati in Canada and Rainer Fulmich in Germany. I have absolutely no doubt that we are in the presence of evil, not a determination I've ever made before in a 40-year research career, and dangerous products. In the United Kingdom, it's abundantly clear that authorities are bent on a course which will result in administering vaccines to as many of the population as they can. This is madness, because even if these agents are legitimate, protection is needed only by those at notably elevated risk of death from the virus. In those people, there might even be an argument that the risks are worth bearing, and there definitely are risks which are what I call mechanistic, built into the way they work. We're quoting Dr. Yaden here. But all the other people, those in good health and younger than 60 years, perhaps a little older, they don't perish from the virus. In this large group, it's wholly unethical to administer something novel for which the potential for unwanted effects after a few months is completely uncharacterized. In no other era would it be wise to do what is stated as the intention. Since I know this with certainty, and I know those driving it know this too, we have to inquire, what is their motive? Going on to quote Dr. Yaden here. While I don't know, I have strong theoretical answers, only one of which relates to money, and that motive doesn't work because the same quantum can be arrived at by doubling the unit cost and giving the agent to half as many people. Dilemma solved. So it's something else. Appreciating that by entire population, it is also intended that minor children and eventually babies are to be included in the net, and that's what I interpret as to be an evil act. Going on to quote Dr. Yaden here. There is no medical rationale for it. Knowing, as I do, the design of these vaccines results in the expression in the bodies of the recipients, expression of the spike protein, which has adverse biological effects of its own, which in some people are harmful, initiating blood coagulation and activating the immune complement system. I'm determined to point out that those not at risk from the virus should not be exposed to the risk of unwanted effects from these agents. Well, I was happy to find out about Dr. Vandenbosch's work last week. Elated, actually. Even more so with Dr. Yaden. Even more so. Both these men have credentials as serious, as impeccable as credentials can be when it comes to these skill sets of working with viruses and vaccines. World-class credentials that would stand up before any court in the land. Now, as a homicide detective and as a paralegal, I've had many assignments in the past to locate expert witnesses for different cases I worked on, civil and criminal both. And I've done so. I found excellent experts in various areas of expertise. So I've done this for a living. It's not just something as a part-time hobby for me. I've been paid very handsomely to find these kind of men and women. And if I had a case pending, civil or criminal, either one, where I needed an expert witness, Dr. Vandenbosch and Dr. Yaden would be two men that I would be interviewing as possible expert witnesses, world-class witnesses. I would not want to have them up against me. If I was in the opposing counsel and I saw that my side had the defense counsel, for example, or the respondent's counsel, as the case may be, had Dr. Yaden as an expert witness, I would say, oh no, what have we got to deal with here? How can we possibly find an expert witness with credentials as good or better than Dr. Yaden or Dr. Vandenbosch? That would be tough. That would be very tough. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have friends or family, people that you care about, please print out this article. If you don't have a way to print it out, go to your local library and print out this article where Dr. Yaden is being interviewed, and or you can forward it by email to friends and family, people you care about who have not yet taken the vaccine and are thinking about it. Make sure your pastor of your church has a copy of this. Community leaders have a copy of this. Principals of schools, men and women who own businesses, the community leaders, elected officials, they need to see this. They need to read it. Now, it's too late. For people who've got the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, it's too late. You cannot be unvaccinated. That's not possible. It can't be done. Too late. However, those people that have had the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, the COVID shot, as I like to call it, especially if they're people who have influence over others, elected officials, people who own businesses, pastors of churches, it's not too late for them to inform others of the wrong decision that they made and inform others that they should not take the COVID shot. This is critical. It's literally a matter of life and death, not figuratively, not flippantly. People not getting the COVID shot is literally a matter of life and death. We talk about a lot of things here at Republic Broadcasting, all kinds of things, most of which are important for their own reasons. Very few have the immediate urgency of people informing themselves, educating themselves, and making an informed decision to not get the COVID shot. Like, we had a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. One thing that I did want to bring out, in his open letter to the World Health Organization, Gert Vandenbosch had this to say: if we human beings are committed to perpetuating our species, we have no choice left but to eradicate these highly infectious viral variants. This will indeed require, like you said, he was mentioning the large vaccination.
Hold on.
But on the other hand, he
said... Hold on through the break.
All right.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. In addition to the best discount you can get anywhere, $50 off each unit at my website, there's an additional up to $80 off with a special sale goes on for about two more weeks. Take advantage of it while you can. EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. Elizabeth, let's continue with your comments, my dear.
John, I don't think more vaccinations, even of a different kind, is the answer. But one thing I did like that he did say in his open letter to the World Health Organization and other experts is that the COVID-19 vaccines increasingly turn vaccine recipients into asymptomatic carriers who are shedding the virus. People need to be aware that anyone who's gotten the vaccine is more than likely shedding the virus. And those, you know, that have gotten more than one, I mean, here in my area, they are now vaccinating seniors the second time around. And they don't know. They don't know the safety and effectiveness. It's anyone who goes and looks at the adverse event reporting system data, we're talking spontaneous abortions, hemorrhagic strokes, heart attacks, blood clots. I sent a letter to the governor this morning, of which I copied you and Steve on it, because I'm going to see what kind of response I'm going to get. I sent him that as well as the open letter.
Right. I doubt you'll get a response to a letter sent by email. If it was ink on paper, maybe. But you'll find out. If you get a response, let us know.
Yeah, I will. I mean, people are just, you know, readily accepting things. I've been talking to different medical professionals that I go to see. I take my 3-inch binder of 500 some pages of research, and they're dumbfounded. Their jaws drop, and they don't know what to say. They get very nervous. But I'm not giving up, John. I'm gonna keep trying to get through to these people, because, as they said in the letter to the governor, this is crimes against humanity. It's genocide. And guess what? IBM is helping, just like they did with the Jewish Holocaust, because now the governor here in New York is doing this Excelsior Pass. Yeah, the same kind of agenda that Israel has.
What's IBM's
where
involved?
You have this app. Well, you have this app on your phone, the QR code showing whether you've had a negative COVID test or a vaccine. Otherwise, you might not be allowed in certain places.
What's IBM's involvement?
They're connected with the development of this tracking app and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's no different. I mean, they use the key punch cards back during the Jewish Holocaust. How do you think the prisoners in Auschwitz and that had these tattooed numbers? Yeah, that coincided with the IBM key punch cards that they used.
I'm not sure they're using key punch cards back then. I know they had mechanical computers. They were not electronic back in the 30s. I don't know exactly how they worked. I've never really seen one or how they worked, but they were definitely involved with their mechanical computers, right?
And Hillary Clinton is connected with IBM. She's pretty much running the show from what I'm hearing, from Pentagon sources, no doubt.
Well, that wouldn't surprise
me. She's having arguments with Kamala Harris as to who's going to be president. She's telling Kamala Harris, you don't know how Washington is run.
Well, Kamala Harris is about to find out, isn't she?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Okay. We're about out of time here, Elizabeth. We do appreciate the call.
All right. Well, thanks, John.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
We got about an hour break coming up. We'll have my friend Leon Green with us. We'll be talking about our favorite line of products, the doTERRA essential oils. Top of the hour, we're not sure who will show up for the Tuesday morning roundtable. We have scheduled, of course, Leon Green, Steve Ben-Noon, and Jeff Nyquist. And it's most Tuesday mornings, I simply don't know until the top of the hour who's going to show up or for how long. All these men are busy with their different projects, and it's always interesting to see who's going to show up for the Tuesday morning roundtable. Going back to this interview with Dr. Yaden, this is the single most important piece of evidence I've seen so far when it comes to the dangers of the COVID vaccines, all these COVID vaccines, every one of them. Dr. Yaden has impeccable credentials when it comes to this specific topic. It will be difficult to find somebody who has better credentials than Dr. Yaden. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. At this time, I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of March. 11 lucky families will be joining me this coming August for a beautiful, fun vacation at Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine. That's August 15th to the 21st. Great food, great opportunities for world-class fishing, side trips to go to watch the whales. I'll be doing my show live from the main lodge there every morning, Monday through Friday. Those who attend will be part of my live audience. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you can attend. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you do want to register, just give our event planner, Betsy Murphy, a call. That's Betsy Murphy. Her phone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. I'm getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders finally. I picked up 22 units from Mr. Barry Hill 2 nights ago. I'm getting them packed up and out the door as quick as I can. It's been really fun helping hundreds of people all over the country, all over the world. In fact, I'll be packing up one to go to Thailand here pretty quickly, an American expat living there in Thailand. Good morning, sir. Yeah, it is a lot of fun to help people get their life back because they use the energy cleaner to get past the arthritis pain and get a great night's sleep every night like I do. So you can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. Just got a money order from a gentleman in North Carolina yesterday. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day to place your order. And let's see where we are here on that. And that order line, it is 800, let's see, 592-9543. Okay, we got a patient waiting in green, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a gentleman who began a quest more than a decade ago to learn, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the wonderful benefits of incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good myself.
Did you get enough rest last night?
Yes, I did. Perhaps you woke up without the alarm.
Well, that's my habit. I typically wake up about 3:45, 4 a.m. without the alarm. I slept in today until about 4:18 a.m. But it's going to be a great day for me. Well, Leon, did you get a chance to hear any of the first half hour? By any chance?
No, sir. I was actually listening to Dr. Ted's description of what's happening with the autonomous car. So I didn't hear that. Tell me about it.
Self-driving cars.
Yes.
Well, they're coming. I have no interest in them myself. But
me neither.
Roger that. Last week you're probably aware of Dr. Vandenbosch and the statements that he made regarding the COVID vaccine. Well, we've now had another highly qualified individual come forward. And this is Dr. Michael Yaden. Listen to his credentials here, Leon. Former vice president and chief science officer for Pfizer. That's pretty serious credentials, isn't it, sir?
Yes, sir. Was he the gentleman who talked about how bad the vaccine was like 6 months ago, but he's finally now getting more airplay?
Well, I'm not sure about 6 months ago. All I know is what was published yesterday. Now, as I told our audience here, Leon, if you're a vice president and chief science officer for Pfizer, you probably have a chauffeur-driven limousine waiting for you at your home every morning to take you to work. Would that be a fair statement, sir?
Absolutely.
Of course it is. Now, as I also said earlier, the closest most people ever get to that level of corporate America is watching a movie or a TV show. But I've been in the middle of that level of corporate America. And I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that if your knowledge, your skill set, and your position with a Fortune 500 company like Pfizer, like Dr. Yaden, you don't drive yourself to work. You get special treatment, special privileges, and your life and your home and your family is protected by very high-level security professionals, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. But also, if the bombshell is as bad as you're talking about, I can see how his life is also a threat too right now.
Well, once you've gone public like this,
$15 billion.
Yes, sir. His life was at risk before he went public. If they found out what he was about to go public, the only safety he has now is getting as public as quickly as possible, which he's done. So there's no longer a reason to kill him because his statements are already public, and that's taken away the motivation to kill him, except maybe for pure revenge, which is certainly a possibility also. I was talking to somebody recently about technology that would enable a diesel pickup truck to get 100 plus or 200 miles per gallon, and how the only way to do that and live is to go so public so fast they can't kill you and stop it from happening. I believe that Dr. Yaden's life is no longer in danger because he's already gone so public with his beliefs that the COVID vaccine is dangerous to everybody who gets it, and it should be stopped immediately. Now, many people have already gotten, there's about, the numbers vary, but anywhere from the low end, 45 million American adults on up have already received COVID vaccines. And Leon, would you agree that once you've had the vaccine, you can't be unvaccinated? Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. That's correct.
Okay. Well, with that as a foundation to work from, for those unfortunate people who did make that decision, they need to be working on their health overall, their health in general, and making sure that they have the healthiest body they can have, the strongest immune system they can have. And that's where the oils come in, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And so the people who are still on the fence, you know, we talk about this at the end of the heavy of our two-hour show, is, you know, you survived 2020. So, you know, learning more information from, you know, these doctors that are coming forth and from people like Dr. Ted Brower, you don't have to make a snap decision that can affect your life and your legacy forever, because it's not only affecting you. If you're a parent or a grandparent, it's going to affect everybody in your legacy. So, you know, continue to learn from us and others so you don't make a mistake. And the ones who've already taken it, yes, we can do the best we can to help you, but we can't undo a shot.
Right. Well, if you're under 60 years old, you're not obese, you don't have heart or lung issues, you're not diabetic, you don't need any vaccine. You simply don't, because you're not at risk of death. Why would you take a synonym for new. Why would you accept a novel vaccine that is untested, unproven, when you don't need it in the first place? Why would you do that, Leon?
Fear. All you see is porn on the TV.
It's a combination. I've been saying this for a number of months, all this year, all this calendar year, and probably the last part of 2020. The combination of fear and ignorance is a sight to behold, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And you can see that in the faces of the people who are, you know, they're ecstatic that they got the shot, like they've done some great thing for humanity. And the number of people who've died right now, Hank Aaron, Marvelous Hagler, you see all these people who've died. And if anybody who's seen this, you know, it should be the black community and the minority communities have seen, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen or Tuskegee experiment where they killed all these people and they gave them syphilis and they knowingly gave them. And it was like a 30-year experiment. So if people have not figured this out across the board, and, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill's father was on the board of Planned Parenthood, and they kill approximately 3,000 babies every day. And New York is so diabolical that they even can kill the baby after the baby's born on the table if the mother decides no. So any of your listeners, and especially the believers, know how evil this is. So, you know, we know we have everybody. It's a revolving door. And because of that, a lot of people are just learning some of these things today. But There's so much to learn, so don't be in a hurry by being scared by all this stupidity by the bumbling buffoons in Washington saying, oh, you got to take it. You know, we have 100 days. You know, that's my goal is to vaccinate and kill 100 million. Oh, I'm sorry. Vaccinate 100 million people with this experimental vaccine that's not even been approved by the FDA. That's why the DOD, the Department of Defense, cannot mandate it for the military personnel, even though a third of the dependents, the wives and spouses and the children, you know, have taken it, which is terrible. But they've also had calamities, too. So it's just horrid to see how this whole agenda is to depopulate.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And that's the exact words of Dr. Yaden. I'm going to go scroll down here further to his quote. It's difficult to do this and conduct the show here. Here's a quote from Dr. Yaden. In the United Kingdom, it's abundantly clear that the authorities are bent on a course which will result in administering vaccines to as many of the population as they can. This is madness, because even if these agents were legitimate, protection is needed only by those at notably elevated risk of death from the virus. In those people, there might even be an argument that the risks are worth bearing, and there definitely are risks which are what I call mechanistic, inbuilt in the way they work. But all the other people, those in good health and younger than 60 years, perhaps a little older, they don't perish from the virus. In this large group, it's wholly unethical to administer something novel for which the potential for unwanted effects after a few months is completely uncharacterized. In no other era would it be wise to do what is stated as the intention. Since I know this with certainty, I know those driving it know this too. We have to inquire, what is their motive? While I don't know, I have strong theoretical answers, only one of which relates to money, and that motive doesn't work because the same quantum can be arrived at by doubling the unit cost and giving the agent to half as many people. You know, I bet that he's been involved in those programs already in the past, doubling the unit price and giving it to half as many people. You think there's a good possibility of that, Leon?
Absolutely.
Of course. He's talking from experience. He says dilemma solved. So it's something else, appreciating that by an entire population, it's also intended to minor children and eventually babies are included in the net. And that's what I interpret as an evil act. I interpret to be an evil act. So the former vice president of Pfizer, a man who spent most of his adult life involved in making vaccines, the former chief science officer for Pfizer, when he says it's an evil act, I'm going to take that to the bank. What do you think, Leon?
Yes, sir. And I wonder, did he have a come to Jesus moment? Why would he, you know, in essence,
well, why did he wait?
Look at it from.
Why did
yes,
he wait?
Why did he wait?
Now, apparently, I'm ignorant as to whether he went public 6 months ago. 6 months ago wouldn't have been about the right time. But so I don't have that knowledge, if he did or not.
I think Dr. Brower talked about it with Austin, saying, yes, there's a ex-Pfizer executive who said, do not take it. I will not be taking it. It is not productive whatsoever. And so I will find that information and forward that to you later.
It's an interesting side note. And it's important, and if we can find it out, that would help with the whole discussion we're having here. What I'm urging people to do, since it's at my website at thelibertyman.com, is to forward it by email to friends and family who have not yet gotten the vaccine. If they have gotten it, maybe those people will wake up and help influence others to not get it, even despite them having gotten it already. We need to spread this as far and as wide as quickly as possible, because there's literally tens of millions of Americans who are considering getting it, who want to get it, and have not yet gotten it, aren't there, Leon?
Correct. And even Fauci's talking about this thing. There's a lot of You know, there's a lot of pushback, and Bill Gates is saying, we don't understand why. And the anti-vaxxers, and you see how Facebook and Twitter are all doing the cancel culture.
Yeah.
So
those knuckle-dragging high school dropouts who are unemployed, anti-vaxxers, right?
Correct. And then
that's
we bring out all the doctors. Yes.
Well, I can hardly call Dr. Michael Yaden a knuckle-dragging high school dropout unemployed person. He has impeccable credentials. Now, if you want to get started with the oils like Leon and I use every day, go to my website at thelibertyman.com, and you'll see the link for the doTERRA oils. And click on there, get yourself a kit, the biggest kit that you can afford. When we get back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Stay tuned, everybody.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 30th of March. Before the break, I was recommending people go to my website and go to the doTERRA oil section and purchase the biggest kit they can afford. Now, Leon, would it be a fair statement to say that when you get the biggest kit you can afford, you get the most oils for the money, the biggest discount, sir?
Absolutely. You get the most variety, the most discount. You get the a wooden box to keep it all in, and as well also the diffuser. So it's definitely the best way to go.
It is. It is.
Especially if you can do it as a business.
Now, if you want to get some private coaching on which oils to get started with, contact Leon, and there's a bonus. If you want to become a doTERRA dealer and have another stream of income, which for a lot of people that would be an important thing, Leon can help you with that too. All you need to do is call Leon, and he'll get you started on that. What's that telephone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188.
Okay, I'll repeat that. 403-495-2188. Leon will give you some individual private coaching on what oils will help you that you need. And if you want to start your own business, he can help you get started with that as well. Leon, we got a caller on hold here. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. Yes, thank you for taking my call again. I wanted to bring this out. Yeah, Reuters investigates, our so-called fact checkers. They're owned by Rothschild. There's so many young people nowadays that buy into whatever fact checkers are saying. I went ahead and I uploaded some information that Gert VandenBosch was saying on YouTube. Yeah, they took it down because they said it was medical misinformation. What people don't understand, these fact checkers and the social media, they're owned by the very people that are creating this genocide.
That's good to know, Elizabeth. Anything else?
All right. I just want people to be aware. Yeah, people need to check the fact checkers. Yeah, who's checking those people? People need to look into who's owning it, who's profiting from it. All right. Thank you, John.
Real good. Thank you. All right. We're just about to the top of the hour break. Leon, we're not sure who'll be with us in the roundtable this morning. I sent text messages to Steve Van Noon and to Jeff Nyquist both, and hopefully one or both will be able to join us. All you guys are busy men with lots of things to do, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm looking at this. It says Pfizer CEO hasn't gotten his COVID vaccine yet. It says he doesn't want to cut in line. This is December 14th.
Well, he's partly honest anyway, saying he didn't get it. Amazing. Amazing. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back. Stay tuned, everybody.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.